This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom. I was scrolling through some pictures the other day of an old buddy of mine, Ken Kohler, on Facebook, and noticed he had some particularly nice fish on his page. So I gave him a long overdue call to see how things are going and to see how he's catching these big pike.
We use a braided line, 60-pound test to a steel leader, and then off of that steel leader, how I do it. Oh, there's different ways to do it, but I put two treble hooks on the steel leader and hook them into the smelter, the herring, to where it sits horizontal in the water. If you can get them to sit kind of naturally, it's kind of the best. And you just drop that down in the hole and wait. You can find them in the St. Joe River, Coeur d'Alene Lake, Twin Lakes, all the chain lakes. Try to find somewhere about 12 feet deep. Points and ledges are always good. And then we use smelt or herring, and we'll drop it down about 2 feet from the bottom. And then we use tip-ups and sit there and wait for the flag to pop. When it pops, you let the fish run until it stops. Once it stops, then you set the hook and handline them in.
Kenny, you've got my attention, especially after seeing the size of some of those pike you were handlining in. Also, don't forget the brick rule. If you're on the fence deciding whether or not you should go fishing, toss a brick in the air, and if it hits the ground, take the day off and go fishing. You've just heard Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice. If you have a fishing or hunting story you'd like to share, feel free to contact us at sportsmanspotlight.com, home of the Ag Information Network of the West.